Hey, John.
Hey, Emily. Actually, I just got your text there. I was like, uh-oh.
No, I'm ready now. I just had to put some. Thankfully, my son took out the rice and the beans and stuff, and
aww.
So what I had to make is something to mixture it with. And we have these things called pasteles and alcapurrias, so I had to put the pasteles to boil. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're making my mouth water.
You know what they say? A woman's work is never done.
I'm half Puerto Rican and half Korean, so I got good both sides of the food and everything, so I'm loving it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead. I want to start off with the question you had, because I want to make sure I answer all the questions for you as well.
Oh, the question I had. Does the money come out automatically every month?
Great question. Yes. So, again, we're going to do a voice verification before I process any payment. And in that, you're going to hear me revamp on this again. But, yes, it'll be coming out on the same day every month on the 3rd. Okay?
On the 3rd. Okay.
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. And then the phone number you want the customers to reach is this number, correct?
No.
Okay.
The number I want the customers to reach is actually my son. I'm having a difficult time with two companies, so I'm going to put him in charge of, you know, contacting or reaching out to the lead, scheduling an appointment if we need to, asking
Beautiful.
Them, you know, for their address, how can we help you, what do you need. He can write it down. I can't handle both companies.
I hear you.
And
yeah, that's a lot.
I hired my sister part-time so she could help me with the dump truck business.
That's cool.
So,
well, hey, listen, I mean, you got family business going on. Businesses.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, send this number to him, David. Did you get Quentin, David? Did you get Quentin's number? No, I'm sending you Josie's because here I sent you Josie's and you said you didn't get it.
I didn't say I didn't get it. I said she's acting like I didn't. She said, who's this? And I kept writing, oh, I'm sorry to disturb you. My mother gave me a number, blah, blah, blah. And she hasn't responded back.
She's probably busy. You got to call her. You know Josie. Oh, so I can get rid of it. Okay. Let me get you my son's number. Let me see.
Well, maybe it wasn't her.
Yeah, it's her, but David. Okay, so I think the number is going to be 786-559-0791.
All right, beautiful. And I'm going to make sure. Now, would you like them to only contact him through phone, text, email, or just on the phone?
Phone, text, and email. Because he has, I set up a separate company email that he's going to be running. So.
Okay. Beautiful. And that's the same email, though, or is it a different one?
No, it's We Are Professionals.
Okay.
Zero.
Just making sure.
At email.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm so tired.
All right. I promise. I'll make it quick. It's not my first rodeo.
I'm just saying I'm feeling up all day running around.
I hear you. Don't worry. We're going to take care of you. So one thing is the tech call. When's a good day they can give you a call that you'll have like an hour window?
David, a tech call where you have an hour window. For what? That's to set up what? The email or?
No. So their website, things like that, go over the content. They go over a few things with you. Now, it can't be quicker, but we always ask for an hour window. They may not call right at that beginning time. They may talk within the half hour of that time. It depends on how much questions you have for them, though. Okay. But we do have time slots available tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, so it's going to have to be me. He doesn't know anything about websites. So.
Okay, that's all right. And you don't even have to be in front of a computer.
He's a smart boy. He'll learn.
You better. Yeah, help the family business grow. All right, that's all right. Do you have time available tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I know I have an 11 o'clock, but I need to verify that.
Okay.
So it might be tomorrow. Yeah, maybe tomorrow. Well, I don't know if I have that 11 o'clock. Why don't we set it up for 12 tomorrow?
12 o'clock? Okay. 12 so noon. Our company. Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Go ahead. 12 noon.
Okay. So our company runs off of PST time because we're located in California. I'm personally in Tampa, Florida myself. So I'm going to send you a Google invite on the calendar, and it's going to say for 9 a.m., but it's going to be 12 o'clock your time, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. But you're, okay. 3 hours, you're 3 hours behind me, no?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My son lives in Vegas.
He's going to be in Vegas. I'm jealous of you guys eating all the great food, going to Vegas. Come on now.
No, not this one. I have another one that lives in Vegas.
Wait, what?
He actually lives in Vegas. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This one. He said, I'm a New York baby.
Oh, hey, I was born in the Bronx. There you go.
Really? Oh,
yes,
my
ma'am.
Gosh. They were born actually, well, the two boys were born in Beth Israel in Manhattan.
Manhattan,
and then my daughter was born in Brooklyn Hospital.
Hey, my sister, same thing, Brooklyn Hospital. Yep.
Really?
I was born in Lincoln Hospital. She was in Brooklyn Hospital.
Do you know anything about Greenpoint Hospital?
I don't. That I don't. Why?
That was an old hospital. They closed down. That's where I was born, Greenpoint Hospital.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Got you. All right. I got to help out my fellow New Yorkers over here, okay?
Yes, please.
All right, Evelyn. I'm going to send you an invite right now. And let me know you got it. Once you do, you're going to hit yes on there. So that way it reminds our technicians to give you a call as well, okay?
Okay.
And then as you're looking for that, do you have a business, Facebook or anything like that, business page?
No, I haven't even done that. I just started like, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
Gotcha. That's no problem. We just want to make sure if there's any online presence, we want to all link it all up to make it easier for your customers. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And got to make sure that's there. And we're only staying 15 miles out of Coleman, correct?
15 to 20.
15 to 20? Okay.
Yeah. As long as it includes the villages, that's where all the people with money were live.
That's right. All right. It's there. All right.
What range does the 20 mile give you? Oh, let me look it up in the map.
Yeah, just in case. We want to make sure everything's good.
I'm on my computer, so let me look.
And then hours of operation. Okay.
18. Hold on a minute. Home.
Okay.
So, let me see if I could set up a nearby. Let me see. Does this allow me to do like a 15 mile radius? Does Google Maps allow you to set up a 15 to 20 mile radius thing?
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that, but here, I'll do it on my end here.
Okay.
Which county were you looking at exactly? I just want to make sure. Can you name one out for me?
I'm in Sumter County.
I mean, like the homes that you definitely want to make sure you hit. What would it be that
the
area?
The villages.
Yeah, the start. Yeah. Villages. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I can do Wildwood, the villages.
Oh yeah, that's only 12 minutes. 12 miles. Okay.
Summerfield,
yeah, that's 12 miles.
Bellevue.
Bellevue? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look up Bellevue right. Just in case.
That's Marin County. Governor County.
Yeah.
Citrus County.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Citrus County.
Yeah. Hey, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, beautiful. So I'll go ahead and put in a 20-mile radius, okay?
Okay. And that encompasses?
That goes out further than that, yeah, because it's only about, to Bellevue is about 20 miles right at that moment, right from Coleman, so that hits that spot for
you. Okay, okay.
Yeah, okay. And then, let's see here, and then hours of operations, what would you like the customers to see? Monday through Friday, Saturday, 24/7?
Well, not 24/7.
Just kidding.
Let's do Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And let's do 8 a.m. to, what do you want to do, 7, David? 8 to 7? 8 to 7, I guess, p.m.
Okay. And if any time you need to change that, or if you want to expand more or make it less, please let our techs know, and they'll make those adjustments for you, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And then far as the payment structure, do you have PayPal integration? Would you like that? Or do you accept cash, check? How do you accept your payments from your customers?
Cash or check.
Cash or check only. Okay. Right. And that's all there. I'm going to double check really quick. All right. And were you able to get that email there as well?
Let me see. What's this? Model. Let me change the email because I'm in mine now.
Okay, yep, yep. We are professional0@gmail.com. That's the one I use it to.
Okay.
Yep.
Come on, just give me the email while you do this. I don't think. Manage your Google account. I should already have it here. Why is it giving me this other stuff? Gmail. Just give me the Gmail. I hate sometimes when this thing starts acting up.
It does. Sometimes it does.
Gmail. Just give me my Gmail. Okay. Here we go. Professional. So, Gmail, here we go. Get started. JSEO, invitation from an unknown sender, local flag.
That's me.
I got here.
Yep.
I know the sender. October 4th, 4 to 5 p.m., it says UTC.
4 to 5 p.m.? No, no, no. It should show it.
Yeah, that's what it's showing me here. But then I see, okay, down here it says Tuesday, 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, so
yep.
We plot your professionals, yes. Fantastic.
Once you hit yes on there, there we go. I just got it. Okay, that's going to remind our technicians over here as well, okay? There's going to be another... You're doing great. Don't worry. So I'm going to go ahead and save everything on my end here. Okay, and then we're going to do two things. I'm going to do the voice verification along with the payment. And we have one last thing to sign off on, and you're all set, okay?
Okay, but I need to get my wallet. Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, I'm back.
All right. So, Evelyn, the services that you would like to be found for, if you can name out a few for me on here, so that way when the techs give you a call tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch on there. What's some services that, that can come up, or terms that can come out of the out of your mind right now that you want to be found for?
Grading and sloping.
Grading and soaping.
Junk removal. Falling junk waste.
Falling waste. Okay.
Yeah. Or just falling and junk removal, because waste might be like. I had a call from somebody who needed one of their customers, one of their clients. It was a nursing home, and they had defecated. And so I don't want to do any of that.
Yeah, that's all off. Okay, so that, like kind of like junk hauling and stuff, grading, soaping, junk removal. Would you say
landscaping as well?
Okay, landscaping.
Or I wonder if there's another name for it. Like trimming hedges and
trimming. Okay.
Hedges.
Okay.
What else, David? Did we want to stick to the painting? No? Because I know on Angie's list we have painting, but...
Okay. Well, here's the
thing. I don't know if we need too much into that.
That's okay. How about this? I'll leave it with this that we have for right now, and I'll put on the notes for our technicians that the customer may want to add more. So if you guys want to write some down together over the night, and then that way we can talk to them tomorrow. If you have more to add, you can let them know. They'll ask, okay?
You know what you can do? You can put painting, empty residence.
Painting, empty residence.
Can you
okay.
do that? Because
yes.
I don't want to deal with customers trying to sue me because, oh, a pot of paint landed on their couch or something like that. I'd rather paint
yeah.
an empty house.
I hear that. Okay, cool. So I put empty resident painting on there for you. And then I also even put, please advise customer may want to add more. So that way, they, in case if anything else comes to your mind, they'll go ahead and do that for you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. And then the card that we're using, is it, what kind of card is it? Is it Visa, MasterCard,
Visa.
American Express? Okay.
Visa.
All right. Give me a second here. Make sure this is here. I'm just always do a triple check, so I'm on my second check right now. Sorry, I want to make sure everything
yeah,
is
yeah.
on point for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
How? Okay, there is that. Okay, so we're going to do a voice verification for you. Now, if there's any reason that you would like to ask a question and you're like, John, can you stop for a second? Just let me know. I'll be happy to answer it for you, okay? In the meantime, try to answer
good.
It as clear as possible. And we'll be set from there, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here we go. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
We are Professionals, LLC.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Evelyn Ruiz. Owner.
Beautiful. And you are authorized to enter into the agreement, right?
Yes.
All right. And you're the authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of the increased visibility.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Because the card that I'm paying you with is actually a personal account. I haven't yet opened my We Are Professionals account.
Okay.
Because I was around all day and I didn't get a chance to. But doesn't matter, correct?
No, that does not matter at all. And if you ever need to change it, just call in, let us know. We'll go ahead and make that modification for you.
Sounds fantastic.
Okay, I got you. All right, so this part I want to make sure I stop on and kind of address a little bit, but I'll say it again. To get the results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there. Evelyn, like I talked to you before, if you get a call or text or email, I don't care who it is, and they're saying they're Local Splash asking for money, please do not fall for that. Do not call, do not give them any information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, period. Just want to make sure. There's some crazy people out there. I'm sorry. So I don't want to make sure you're not getting hurt and falling for those scams out there, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Repeat that.
Okay. So pretty much just talking about when our techs give you a call, make sure to be actively with them and let them know the stuff that they need to add or change or adjust. But I'm going to repeat that one more time. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Absolutely.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 3rd in the non-refundable amount of $248. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the third of every month in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do understand, but it's an initial $248, correct, today?
Yep, today. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And that $248 will not be repeated next month.
No, correct. It'll only be $149 the following month and after thereafter.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought I heard something funny. I was like, let me just
no.
Check.
No funny check. Yep. And this is all recorded, too. Don't worry, Evelyn. Now,
okay.
The card information, I'm going to triple check before I even hit to go ahead and make this payment. But is it the billing address, the 1718 Pine Avenue, or is it a different address?
You can use both, 1718 Pine Avenue, because that's the physical address, and you can put P.O. Box 383 because I need to pick up my mail.
Okay, gotcha. Just want to make sure whatever is for the billing of the card, that's all it is, that's why. You said it was Visa, and then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, the card number, 4737-0291. 5467-6085.
Great, thank you. And the expiration date?
It is 9/25.
Okay. And then there should be a security code on there.
Yeah, 611.
Okay. Right there. And I'm going to do my triple check. This is my third check just to make sure there's not a dime more, okay? So give me just a second.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. It's going to be at $248, okay? As promised.
Okay.
All right. So once this goes through, you're going to get like a text message and an email. I'll let you know once it goes through, though.
Okay.
All right. It just went through. Let me know once you get that. It should be a text and email, or it could be one or the other on there. I just want to make sure.
Okay. Thank you for choosing. Welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
There should be a link there. Yeah, to click for terms and conditions. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Perfect. Click that for me. Uh-huh.
I did. I'm in it already.
Beautiful. And it's going to be a breakdown, but on the very bottom there, it'll be an electronic signature that you can just type in your first and last name and the date.
Customers, the following is needed to get started with the program and that's reporting. Give me a second.
Okay.
Work with your team by sharing the drive and documents for easier motion. Drive, Gmail, Google Drive. This is under the secure domain and single user account. The client will like separate inboxes and additional user files. So I have Google Workspace.
Okay.
Do
you already
I
have it?
Google
Workspace, yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying I got it. yes,
do,
we can. Okay.
I do have one.
Okay.
But they want to add my sister to it. But if this comes with Google Workspace, I don't have to pay for a separate license.
Exactly. You're saving more money.
Ah, beautiful. Okay.
All right. and then, again, like I said, we're very transparent. So at the very bottom, there is a spot where it says to sign for the terms and conditions, everything that we went over today. And if you could sign with typing in your first and last name and the date, it should take you to the
okay.
next spot there.
Now, let me ask you. It says here mobile phone, 352-661-8337. But that's not the one that's going to be.
Correct. Yeah. That's just, this is for your Google profile, but when I typed it in for our technicians, when they go over with you tomorrow, they're going to know that the other phone number is the one that they're going to be contacting for your services.
Okay, for the customers,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah, exactly, yes ma'am.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Signature, click here. I think it's in the room. Confirm signature.
Oh, I think it's in the kitchen, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so I need to enter a username in here?
Did it take you to the next part? So on this part, don't put anything. Yes, you did it right. There we go. So on this part right here, our text will develop that with you tomorrow. So you don't have to worry about username. Yep. They're going to take care of it with you. So I wanted to be the first to say here, Evelyn, welcome to Local Splash. Welcome to the family. We're going to make sure to take care of you. So just make sure, again, tomorrow it's important you answer your phone from an 877 number. So that way
okay.
you can save that number. And that way, if, in case you need to make modifications, you need to change out a few things, they're the ones that are going to talk to you about that. Now, if for
uh-huh.
any reason they don't answer, you can't get a hold of them, you have my email, you have my number as well, too. Don't hesitate to let me know if you can't get a hold of them so I can get a hold of them for you, okay?
Okay, it's in the email, correct?
You got it. Yep, my extension should be in there as well.
Okay. Don't you make me write no complaints on BBB.org.
No, I want to make sure you're getting some good reviews about us, okay?
Yeah. I don't want to write no complaints
Evelyn,
now on BBB.
Oh, my God.
Don't make me go there, John.
Spoken like a true New Yorker.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. We'll take care
yeah.
of you. And, again, you have me as your second form of contact. So I will check in a couple months as well just to make sure everything's running smooth for you. And when it does, and I hear the great news, I want to make sure we can go ahead and talk to me further about how we want to expand, things like that, just to check in with you time to time. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Sounds perfect.
All right, you have a wonderful rest of your week, okay? Again, talk to you tomorrow. And, you know, take care of everyone over there, okay? Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. You take care.
Oh, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.